Okay, well, events from the first meeting and in the interim have overtaken our original schedule. Obviously, we finished up, for the most part, the discussion of Table 2. I do want to have a brief consensus call in here, and that'll take just a minute or two. And then we're going to go ahead and move on to the options discussion. After that, if you've been reading the mailing list, you notice that there is some discussion about some proposed changes to the structure and contents of the geolocation header field. And we're going to go ahead and go into that after the options discussion. So does anyone have any comments on those topics, the order? We only have an hour. We're going to go kind of fast. Okay. So this is following on from the discussion we had about Table 2 on Monday. And, went to the beginning. We're not humming yet. And you have to go to the microphone if you want to make arguments. And I think we probably had pretty much all the discussion that we needed to have on the particular topic on Monday. We just wanted to kind of get our heads around the various positions and make sure we were able to concisely capture what we heard people advocating from the microphone. So we've broken it down into two options, and I'm going to call a hum, simple two-way hum on these things, for consensus on how we should proceed in this particular topic. So in the first case, we would decide to produce an artifact, and it could be a policy statement or an RFC. We would discuss it afterwards. We would produce some kind of fossil record that states that the documents that define new header fields or that define new methods will define the semantics for those in prose and will no longer extend Table 2 and Table 3 as they appear in RFC 3261. The second option would be to produce an RFC that defines new procedures for adding elements to Table 2 as new header fields and new methods are defined.
James Polk, so let me be clear. Our number one is an artifact. Number two is going forward.
No. By artifact, I mean thing.
Yeah, a thing that explains everything.
This isn't an either-or choice.
This is an either-or?
This isn't we're talking about doing one and talking about doing two. We're talking about either doing one or doing two.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. So what I'm trying to say is two will not produce anything that's talking about past.
Neither of these is discussing what we're going to do in terms of things in the past. We would not. The question as to what to do with the existing body of text, the things that are already published as RFCs, is a separate problem. And I don't think we've reached a point where we've had enough conversation around that or that we can concisely conform the question to actually ask for consensus on that topic. But because it's separable, I want to go ahead and because this talks about what we would do with work items that are in flight. This informs, for example, 3265 BIS.
All right. I'm not arguing that. I'm just trying to be clear about what this is.
Right. In all likelihood, this number one, the artifact would probably be an RFC, but I don't want to shortcut that particular discussion at this point.
I'm more concerned about number two not saying it's going to do everything that's in the past and bring Table 2 up to date.
Like I said, I think that is a separable issue, and I'm not sure that we're at a point where we could usefully call for consensus on that.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
But we made a conscious decision to leave that out of this particular call for consensus.
So, Keith Drage, can you give us some idea of what you think number two actually is? Because it's not very clear to me.
Well, it may take the form of something along the lines of establishing a registry, which might or might not be inside IANA, that would keep track of this stuff.
Right. So basically, item two is your web page that...
That web page is not going to survive, I promise.
No. This is son of your web page as opposed to doing item one.
Actually, that web page is more along the lines of what I was just telling James we're not talking about at the moment. That web page is, here are the missing holes and what probably goes in them. And that would be a separate work item. I think the area director has something to add here.
No, individual contributor.
This is Robert.
Robert Sparks. Okay. Number two would be the bucket that would have talking about doing something like an IANA registry or talking about updating the guidelines to SIP authors or something along those lines. And we probably would end up doing an update with one, too, just have a different content in what that update is.
Right. I mean, number two could be as simple as guidance of when you do this, then you must extend table two, and here are the requirements upon you for doing so.
Yeah, I mean, the end result on these, both of these, though, must still be RFCs that produce normative language. I think we all agree from the previous discussion that we must clearly state in our documents that we produce, if we produce in a new header, we must have language that enables us to work out which methods it goes in. Both of these do that.
I will concede there is a good chance that it would be an RFC. I don't want to preclude it being something else.
Jonathan Lennox, is there any intention to, like, write a document that actively, you know, updates all the old drafts to say that table is no longer normative?
That's something that we would discuss as a separate item. That's not what this consensus is about.
Okay.
It's that. I mean, if people really want to have a discussion about that, I think the best place to have that right now is on the list. I don't think we had enough discussion on that particular topic so far. But this one, I think we probably can make an informed decision on. So, seeing no one at the mic, I'm going to go ahead and call the hum. I think people have a good understanding of what these two options are. I'm just going to call them by number in the consensus call. So, those of you who believe that the... Okay, Robert?
You sure that's going to work for remote participants, people typing into the Jabber room?
I will read them word for word as part of the consensus call then. So, first option. Those who believe we should produce an artifact stating that documents defining new header fields and methods define semantics and prose and will no longer extend table 2, hum now. Okay? Those who believe we should produce an RFC that defines new procedures for adding elements to table 2 as new header fields and methods are defined, hum now. Okay, I'm calling that consensus for the first option. Thanks.
We have one in the Java room supporting the first option. So
okay.
That's further to your...
Great. Thank you. All right. And with that, we're going to go ahead and move on to the options discussion. Krister?
Right before we go there, I mean, you said that, you know, regarding old drafts, let's have the discussion on the list. Just let's make sure that, I mean, we don't have to have a whole framework to, okay, let's do the same with every single old RFC. You know, we can solve that on a, you know, RFC per RFC basis. If there's interoperability problems, we go and solve it. But, I mean, let's not make sure that we just do work for the sake of completeness and not because it's useful. So just let's focus on usefulness and not on completeness.
And I would follow it on by saying that certainly anyone advocating for taking on this work is going to be expected to be a document author at the end of all of that.
That working now?
Oh, cool.